This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on the tip of the spear, fighting big pharma tyranny, and the wheels have come off. The mass deaths admitted it's being banned by major governments. Israel's released secret documents where they know it's killing everybody. Barnes, spend a few minutes on this, and we'll shift into the weaponization of the judiciary and their path, they believe, to victory, and the big purge against conservatives and all the different raids that are happening. But spend a few minutes finishing up with what's happening with these poison shots. And historically, what would you call the moment we're at where there's this full collapse of their narrative, and where do you see that going?
There's a long history of big pharma and the drug industry in one way, shape, or form over time getting exposed when it forces bad drugs onto the populace. And there tends to be a public rebellion and a public response that then stops it from occurring for generations and protects generations of people. And this goes back actually multiple centuries in terms of dealing with the medical establishment and its corruption. What is being documented here, for people out there, if somebody asks you, what's the evidence that says that this vaccine is not even a vaccine? What is the evidence that this is not safe? What is the evidence that this is not effective? Well, the evidence is, first of all, it's supposed to prevent transmission. It didn't. It's supposed to prevent infection. It didn't. That's publicly admitted by Deborah Birx and others. So that is no longer meaningfully in dispute or question or controversy. Second, it's supposed to be, if it's supposed to be safe, what was supposed to happen is it was supposed to reduce the rate of hospitalization. It was supposed to reduce the number of excess deaths. Instead, not only has hospitalizations and in particular excess deaths risen, it's risen in direct proportion to when the vaccine is introduced and where it is introduced. Areas that don't have high vaccination rates have not experienced high excess death rates. Those that have. And that is part of a systematic problem. What we've been witnessing live with sports stars and celebrities suddenly having health and even dying right live in front of us, around the world is now being confirmed by the data that goes to the second level of data. So we have the general excess death data that's being reported, and we now have meaningful aspects of that across the globe to give meaningful correlative and potential causative relationships. But we now also have actuarial and insurance data from a wide range of Western countries that Wall Street has been abuzz about for months, that people like Edward Dowd and others have been talking about for months. And this now also further affirms and confirms that there is unusual death rate amongst young men in particular that appears to be directly tied and correlated and likely causatively related to the vaccine. So we've got the excess death data across jurisdictions. We've got the insurance actuarial data. Both continue to show the exact same pattern that some of us predicted, that this vaccine is a deadly vaccine that kills more people than it saves. The third level is a wide range of studies and surveys on the lack of safety about this, not just from Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Corey, and others, but in, as Alex mentioned, the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most institutional establishment publications that exists, is starting to admit the dangers of this vaccine. The British Medical Journal, which has been atop this issue now for months, broke the whistleblower story about Pfizer, Brooke Jackson in the case I represent her, also detailing it. Additional studies show that from a risk-reward ratio, a recent big study that is about to be published, shows that for young men in particular, and young people in particular, the risk to the vaccine outweighs the benefits to it by a ratio as high as 100 to 1. So the studies and the data is coming
in. I was about to say, the mainstream headlines are 93 to 1. 93 times more likely to be hospitalized or die if you've had the shot. More likely to get it, more likely to be hospitalized. The opposite of what they said. Your opinion, Barnes, in 40 seconds. Obviously premeditated. What were they thinking?
They were looking for profits, and they had immunity. That was why. They assumed they would never be held responsible.
If I was corrupt and was going to just put out something to make money, I'd put sugar water out so I didn't hurt people. Why would they do something like this? Why would they jump the shark?
Well, I think you do have people who want to reduce population. I mean, what do Bill Gates and these George Soros and the rest of them agree in the Great Reset agree on? They all want the population to be a lot smaller, and they've achieved that by what they've done.
Let's shift gears to their attempts to take us off the air. Great to have with Robert Barnes, InfoWars.com.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Alex Jones is trending number one again. Every major news channel demonizing us, lying about us, and never explaining that you don't find somebody guilty by a judge and then have a show trial about how guilty are they. Tying the hands of the lawyers in Texas, tying the hands in Connecticut. But the difference is, in Texas, the judge would turn the internet feed off and the cameras would all immediately turn it off, when she would spend hours lecturing my lawyer that he couldn't speak. People said, his lawyer's an idiot. Why is he defending? Because it's a damages hearing where they're having their own trial, but then we can't defend because we're, quote, guilty, the judges say. So Robert Barnes is an expert. He's worked on this case. He's an independent analyst. Doesn't work, you know, for InfoWars or for me at this time. He's able to lay this out. He's been doing live streaming with literally over a million viewers yesterday with his co-host, another lawyer out of Canada, laying this out. We got a bunch of clips, but just lay out what's really happening here, because this is unprecedented. This judge is sending it all out where she spends hours telling my lawyer, you can't ask questions about this, you can't ask questions about that. They say they're opening statement. We want to shut him down and take him off air. He says, well, I want to ask these people that are, you know, this FBI, you never said his name. I want to ask you, did you talk about taking Alan Soft air? Nope, you can't ask that question. It's incredible. Explain what's happening.
Yeah, so Viva Fry and I covered it live yesterday on Rumble. Viva's covering it again today. I'll be in and out covering it throughout the week. And this, if people want to see a snapshot of this case, the best snapshot of it is yesterday and Viva and I's coverage of it. And because here's why. If you had the big lie of this case is that Alex Jones defaulted by not participating in discovery. Well, that lie is exposed as a big lie by the plaintiff's own arguments and the plaintiff's own evidence, which detail all of the financial information that they are incorrectly stating throughout the case. They had all the evidence, so that was always a lie. Second part, they admit their whole goal, their whole objective in this trial, supposedly a trial just about damages, but they didn't even begin to discuss anything concerning the plaintiffs until almost two-thirds of the way through opening statement. Instead, their whole thing was bashing Alex Jones. And what did they say to the jury in opening statement? They said that the case is about stopping Alex Jones, preventing Alex Jones from ever having a platform again, ever having a speakerphone again, ever being that to end the press rights of Alex Jones, to end the press rights of InfoWars, to end the speech rights of Alex Jones, to end the speech rights of InfoWars. They said so explicitly and expressly, as they said that's what the case was all about, and they said that's what justice is. So, to Norm Pattis's credit, Norm, if you want to see what good defense advocacy looks like against a rogue judge in a hostile setting, there is no better example than Norm Pattis's representations yesterday. And I recommended watching that video in this part of the trial to people all across the country, even if they're not interested in this case particularly. Because how do you stand up to a judge? Alex Norm Pattis showed how you do so. You don't capitulate to rogue judges. This judge couldn't even control her temper, so you got to see a snapshot of that. You got to see how one-sided the case is, because the judge would sustain objections from the plaintiffs where the plaintiffs didn't even identify what their grounds of objection were. That's how bad it was.
Well, also, I mean, Chris Maddy, the former federal prosecutor, Democrat Party operative, he said, let's take Alex Jones off the air, and then Pattis tries to ask the question of the FBI agent, never said his name. and ask, you know, you want to take Alex Jones off the air? And the judge shuts it down and says, you can't ask that question. And Maddie gets up and says, nobody's saying take him off the air. We have that clip. I mean, the level of this BS is insane.
Oh, exactly. And what's the one name that is all about what led to this case that this judge says can't be mentioned, can't be asked about, can't be talked about, can't discuss it in opening statement, can't discuss it in direct examination, can't discuss it in cross-examination?
She ran national TV ads of edited tape of me questioning Sandy, which is my right, and I don't apologize for questioning it. I apologize if out of context hurts my feelings. She literally says you will not bring that up, that she ran $30 million worth of ads in the closing months of the campaign 2016.
In fact, as Norm Pattis explained, this whole case came about because of Hillary Clinton. And yet Hillary Clinton is the one name that can't be talked about, can't ask questions about her, can't mention her opening statement, can't reference her to the jury.
But she tells Norm he can't talk about anything. She told him yesterday, you've got to say your client's guilty. I found him guilty.
Yeah, no, not only that, was already saying that she's going to try to potentially put you in prison or hold you in contempt.
Yeah, she said, I can't wait till he's here to hold him in contempt. What was that?
Yeah, it's about, this is a liberal, authoritarian, power-mad approach. And that she's comes from the liberal Republican wing of Connecticut, the Bushite wing of Connecticut. And what you're seeing is a judge who couldn't even control her own temper. If a judge is supposed to do one thing, at least control your temper. She couldn't even control her temper because she was so enraged she couldn't bully Norm Pattis into forfeiting rights. And so all of it.
And by the way, the word is now they may not even let me talk. Like, I cannot respond in any way. I'm just supposed to sit there and let them bully me.
Knowing that, you have a case supposed to be about damages, and yet almost none of the evidence presented has anything to do with damages. And they look at their lead witness. For all these people, look, the media has covered everybody except their lead plaintiff in the case. Who's the lead plaintiff that was the first witness to testify? It was not a parent of anybody who died. It's not a sibling of anybody who died at Sandy Hook. It's an FBI lawyer. An FBI lawyer. He's the one who is their lead number one plaintiff.
And Robert, what they're doing is setting the precedent where the garbage man, I never said his name, I questioned something, he can sue me. This is bureaucrats setting the precedent to sue people that disagree with them.
Well, it's beyond that. This is the deep state's attempt to establish a basis that if you question the deep state, if you question the FBI, if you question the Justice Department, if you question the CIA, if you question any government official what they did, even if you don't talk about them, he admitted on the stand you had never talked about them, ever. He had never even, in fact, he doesn't talk about a single thing he heard you specifically say that supposedly bothered him.
And again, saying, under Connecticut and Texas law, you argued this in the case earlier, when you were on the case, you can't sue somebody who didn't say their name. Since you mentioned it, let's don't believe us, folks. See it for yourself. Here it is.
Santiago stuff, those were the calls that you were told about, correct? Were your fellow agents?
Santiago's calls, Helbig's calls, and there were multiple.
Oh, Helbig called you too?
Helbig called the FBI. I didn't speak to him.
Okay. Now, how many times did Jones call you?
He didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph 289 on InfoWars?
I didn't, no, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
If Helbig appears as a guest on a talk show, does that make him affiliated with the talk show?
To me, it does.
Okay. So if I appear on CNN tonight, I'm a CNN affiliate?
Yes, you are, Your Honor.
Okay.
Sustained.
Okay. You know, maybe you have a sidebar?
Certainly.
And she, when they had a sidebar, she threatened to hold him in contempt for just asking the guy, did he ever say your damn name? I don't know who this guy is, Robert.
Exactly. He admitted that he never saw or heard anything from you or InfoWars about him ever. Ever. And yet he is being allowed to sue for tens of millions of dollars. So think about this, folks. This means every FBI agent, every U.S. Justice Department official, every CIA official, every State Department official, if you question anything the government did, not just what they did, what the government did.
That's what they tried in Virginia. Remember?
In the Charlottesville case, this is establishing the precedent that the government officials can now sue you into oblivion if you question their narrative.
They are a new protected class. Never say their name. Never talk about them. Don't know who he is. He wants $10 million.
And here's a high-ranking, well-regarded FBI counsel, right? That's who this guy is. This isn't some low-level schmuck. He is their lead number one plaintiff testifying witness. That tells you what this case is really all about. This case is not about Sandy Hook. This case is not even really about the parents and the families, or they would have been the first witness up for these lawyers. Instead, it's an FBI lawyer saying, who admits you never even talked about him. You never even mentioned him. You never even referenced him.
Never didn't know who he was until he sued me.
Exactly. I mean, and so this is the goal, and to Norm Pattis's credit, he finished opening statement very well. What Norm said is, first Alex Jones, who's next? That's what the case is about. Take out Alex Jones. Then you can take out anybody else if you question or challenge the government's narrative, with the government officials themselves being the ones suing, even if you never even talked about them ever.
Stay there. We'll talk more about the case. I've got dozens of clips. We've got to do a special show, or maybe tomorrow again, on these. There's more today. I mean, this is just crazy. And the judge reportedly is now telling my lawyers, well, we're going to admonish Jones and tell him the few things he can say, and I'll be admonished, and if I say the wrong thing, I'll be put in jail. If I say I'm innocent, I'll be put in jail. I am innocent.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Somebody that's fearless. I don't even see that as a good point in my life, but I am fearless. My dad was known as Brave Dave, the stuff he did, and I just can't help it. I don't have fear. The only fear I got is the fear of failure, ladies and gentlemen. And we are now on the front lines of the fight against the New World Order. And you want to back your family, you want to back the future, you want to fund something that's at the tip of the spear, just slashing and crushing and under total attack, and who loves it? We're it, ladies and gentlemen. So go now to 1776coin.com as a fundraiser. Get the coin. They sell coffee mugs for more than this on NPR fundraisers. This is 999 silver, only 10,000 coins, 1776coin.com. Go to Infowars.com. I decided to do it again. Finally got all of the books signed, but like 500. All of them are shipping out. Most of them have already shipped out. They'll all be shipped out by tomorrow. But if you want to get a signed coin or a signed book, you want to get a coin, 1776coin.com. If you want to get a signed book, for a fundraiser, InfoWarsStore.com, the Great Reset and the War for the World. And what message does it send to the New World Order, Robert Barnes, that despite all their attacks, that we don't decide to give up, and we don't decide they're beating us, which they're not, we decide to fight, they actually make us bigger if the people see it and take action. How big is it to have the Great Reset be the number one book in the United States, in the top 10 in the world?
I mean, no doubt. I mean, they thought that the lawsuit by itself, along with the platforming that the lawsuit helped trigger, would lead to the end of InfoWars, because they have this caricature view of InfoWars and you and of the audience that misunderstood what the nature of the audience was. This is why they always had to seek judgment by default. As Viva Fry said yesterday on his on Twitter, that what this trial has exposed in Connecticut is the same thing the trial in Texas exposed, as Michael Cernovich noted, which was that even in a liberal jury pool in places like Austin, Texas, and places like liberal Democratic Connecticut, that a honest trial would have resulted in you being acquitted of the claims and charges against you in these cases. And that's why they couldn't afford it, because the whole truth presents a very different truth than the one they're trying to say.
I tell people, I was on Stephen Crowder yesterday. It's out today. And Stephen's like, they really default you. And he went and looked it up. Wow, it's true. They said I was guilty, but they're putting all my bank numbers twisted, all our emails, all our text up, but then saying we didn't give them anything.
Yeah, I mean, you might be the only media business in the world that manages to have no expenses, according to them. I mean, they take the gross revenues and they assume there's no cost to the product, no cost to distribution, no cost to development.
You sold $30 million of food. Yeah, and we made $7 million and we spent it all. Exactly. It's all lies.
Completely. I mean, and they have to do that. They have no choice but to do that, because the truth would not set them free. The truth would set you free. And that's why we're seeing show trials. We're seeing trials where you are not allowed to defend yourself, where pertinent material, relevant questions are being objected to. Yesterday, the judge tried to force Norm Pattis to preview his entire cross-examination, and he refused. And that's part of the reason why the judge went nuts. And for young lawyers out there who want to see how you stand up to a rogue judge, you can watch how Norm Pattis handled yesterday's case. And he did it fearlessly, and he did it well. And what he exposed on cross-examination with that FBI witness was someone whose emotional tenor suddenly shifted between direct and cross, but who basically revealed he's suing you because other people suggested he sue you. I mean, that's what it came down to. He couldn't really explain how it is he came to sue you. In fact, instead, he brought up the lawyer, the plaintiff's lawyer's name, as where the idea came from. He admitted also that supposedly there are all these threats out there, but they don't tie any of those threats to you, number one. Number two, kind of oddly, the FBI never arrested anyone. So if there were actually lots of threats occurring by someone that was actually connected, those people guaranteed would have been arrested. And yet no one was arrested, suggesting there's something missing in the story framework. And so what people saw yesterday is what this case is really all about. It's a political hit job by a rogue court unwilling to allow a trial on the merits. And so I call it a show trial because the trial on the merits is not allowed. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're effectively gagged.
And Robert, just like Texas, they did it in closing. Chris Maddie, the former federal prosecutor, leftist operative, he did it up front. He said, take Alex Jones off the air. I mean, how un-American is that, and why would they be openly admitting it? It shows an arrogance.
Oh, it shows what the case is all about. You know, this case is really not about Sandy Hook parents. This case is about political actors. This case is about the topic, the one person whose name can't be mentioned in court, Hillary Clinton. This case is about the deep state wanting to establish a new basis to weaponize the legal system to take out political dissidents and critics. That's what it's about. It's
and
about
by the way, they're on NBC, CNN, ABC, MSNBC saying this is the template to silence all conservatives. And so where is absolutely. Red State? Where is Town Hall? Where is National Review saying this is wrong?
Exactly. All of them. I mean, all of the conservative institutional press, anybody that's involved on the legal side should be embarrassed and humiliated that they're defending this case. I dare any of them to watch yesterday's proceeding and call that a fair trial, to call that the beacon of American civil justice. America's justice system is supposed to be the beacon of justice to the world. And right now it looks like a dystopian nightmare.
It looks like Venezuela. Trial. I mean, I've seen Venezuelan show trials that are fairer than this.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Soviet show trials that at least try to be appear fairer than this. I've seen Cuban show trials that at least try to be fairer than this. You have a judge who can't even control her own temper in front of the jury, can't even control her own ability to show she's not.
With Rittenhouse, we got what a fair judge does. That's the gold standard versus this.
Absolutely. This is a nightmare if you have a bunch of wokesters and political hacks become judges. This is a preview of what that world looks like. And it's on full display. Continuous attempts to, I mean, overt open threats that if you defend yourself in court, that she's going to hold you in contempt with the implication and that means potential imprisonment or jail.
Yeah, let's be clear. You defend her. She spends hours saying you can't talk about anything. It's crazy. Do you think the jury will see through it?
You never know. I mean, it's in Connecticut. It's a jury of six. There's four alternates, 10 people. So you never know what a jury's going to do. It's a very liberal Democratic area, Connecticut. It's an area that was traumatized. And one of the things they're trying to do is blame you for everything everybody else did. The other thing that came out in that trial is that all of the evidence of people who believe this were saying all these things before you said anything like what they're accusing.
And no one knows who Adam Lanza is. I was sitting there with Andino and his lawyer, and I said, you know, Adam Lanza, even my own lawyer doesn't know who Adam Lanza is. They know me.
Exactly. And so, and Norm Pattis did a good job of discussing that as well. So this is a trial, as he exposed, this trial is not about grief. It's not about Sandy Hook. It's not even
about killing the First Amendment. We knew they were using Sandy Hook to get the second, but now they're using it to kill the first. By the way, Adam Lanza shot the kids, folks. All right, Robert Barnes, tell folks where they find your live coverage that's ongoing. We're going to link to it on InfoWars.com. Amazing coverage. I saw some of it last night after it wasn't live. How do folks find your live coverage of the trial?
So you can go to Rumble. It'll be exclusively on Rumble at Viva Fry. So Viva, V-I-V-A, Fry, F-R-E-E-I. Means, you know, long live freedom. So Viva Fry, we're going to be doing it all throughout the week.
And you're going to be doing live coverage, I'm told, independently of us next week in Connecticut.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to be live in Connecticut next week.
All right, great job.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What's going through your mind today, 21 years later?
Well, Dana, every time we approach September 11th, I do think about everything that I saw, all the people that I met, the families of those who lost loved ones. So it is indelibly part of my memories, and I feel grateful that we were able to come together as a country at that really terrible time. We put aside differences. I wish we could find ways of doing that again. We rebuilt New York. We've done our best to take care of the families that lost so much on that terrible day. And we have also, I think, been reminded about how important it is to try to deal with extremism of any kind. especially when it uses violence to try to achieve political and ideological goals. So I'm one who thinks that there are lessons still to be learned from what happened to us on 9/11 that we should be very aware of during this time in our country and the world's history.
You mentioned how
the Democrats aren't right on everything, and I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity and into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. But, working with normal mainstream Republicans, I think that's going to be really, really important because we have to reform these systems. And I will tell them, too, we got to get the government out of our business. I'm all in on that. You see the Dobbs decision. You see, in Florida.
Mr. Nice Guy, the deep state, Hillary Clinton saying January 6th people are 9/11 terrorists. Schumer and others already said it was worse than 9/11. We got Congressman Tim Ryan saying, got to kill the MAGA movement, kill these people. Roger Stone joins us a little bit in the next hour to talk about the election, 55 days out, the massive purge, the hundreds of FBI raids the last few weeks, and this incredible intimidation that is taking place. So Roger Stone, former political prisoner, joins us here live today on this Wednesday edition. Roger, thank you so much. They are really trying to outlaw their political opposition. What do you make of this?
Well, Alex, as a 40-year observer of American politics, elections are always about the party in power. So in other words, this election should be about public safety, public health, most certainly the economy and opportunity, about the fact that this administration has brought us to the brink of World War III in Ukraine, that we're shipping $51 billion, before you know it, to Ukraine when we can't spend the money to seal our own southern border, as well as free speech. These are just the most important.
So they're changing issues. The subject on the domestic terrorism that doesn't exist by Republicans to make themselves look good as they implode the borders, destroy the currency, drag queen pedophile time, launch all these wars, cut off the power supply. My God, these people are monsters.
This is a strategy of diversion. In other words, they don't want to talk about gas prices or food shortages or the epic inflation that is destroying the buying power of the American family. No, they want to talk about January 6th. They want to talk about the Mar-a-Lago raid on the president. They want to talk about Alex Jones and his trials. They want to talk about Trump's super PAC and their fundraising practices. They want to talk about the president's activities in Georgia and the Fulton County investigation. They want to talk about seizing cell phones from their political opponents. This is a strategy of diversion, to divert the voters from the issues. I also think the Republicans, in all honesty, are doing their very best to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Let me give you
that's
the best.
That's the key. The Republican, that's why you're coming on today. Thank you for coming on by this. You're an expert on this. The Republican leadership is laying down and not charging forward when they've got pure victory in their hands.
Now, I think there's two major mistakes here. First of all, based on the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, the question of abortion has been shifted properly back to the states. There is no need for federal legislation as put forward by Lindsey Graham to try to federalize this issue. In fact, it's totally contrary to what the Supreme Court just said. Right now, it's up to the states to decide whether they want to regulate or even ban abortion. So, again, I think Lindsey Graham, a classic rhino, working with the Democrats to make abortion front and center in this election when there are, and I'm pro-life, but this has just been decided.
It's a political, and let's be honest, we're not against Lindsey Graham that he's gay. The fact is, he lives with a staffer. The fact is they're blackmailing him and controlling him with that information. That's why we raise that. And since you mentioned it, Tucker Carlson had a lady on last night, because I know two people in Austin, I'm not going to say names, who were not even in D.C., who've now been raided or visited by the FBI in the last week. They don't want me to say their names, but two people have contacted me that I know well who got visits. So they're using this as a dragnet to create fear. Here's Tucker Carlson last night interviewing Trump supporter Lisa Gallagher about being visited by the FBI. Here it is.
Lisa Gallagher, as we told you a moment ago, is one of the many Trump supporters who woke up to an FBI raid earlier this month. And we are grateful that she's willing to join us to tell us about it. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. So I just want to be clear that you have not committed a crime of any kind. I don't think you've ever been accused of a crime. You weren't even at the Capitol on January 6th. I don't think you're even in Washington. Tell us how you felt when Joe Biden's FBI showed up with guns at your home the morning after his speech.
I was terrified, and I'll be honest with you, when my daughter woke me up telling me there were three armed FBI officers at my door, I thought she was joking. And I immediately tried to throw clothes on. I called my husband. I was crying. My knees were shaking. And even though I knew I'd done nothing wrong, after seeing Joe Biden's speech the night before, I thought, oh, my God, this is political. And I was frightened. I truly thought they can take me out of here in handcuffs. And I thought, I'm in my bedroom. I thought, am I not coming home? So I went outside and I said, gentlemen, you're scaring me. And they proceeded to tell me that they were given an anonymous tip that I was at the Capitol on January 6th.
Even though, of course, as we said, they knew you weren't because they had facial recognition software and there's no evidence. And it's almost 2 years ago. Do you know who this anonymous tip, this snitch who turned you into federal law enforcement for supporting Trump on Facebook might be?
No, I know nothing. And I invited them into my home so I could look at my phone and my calendar. And I have subsequently called the FBI office in Newark to just document or know for sure that it really was FBI agents at my home. And it was. And they said it was an anonymous tip, but they won't tell me anything else.
Yeah, because there are not enough law enforcement concerns right now with 107,000 Americans dying of fentanyl last year. Lisa Gallagher, I know it takes bravery to come on and explain what happened to you. I think only when people do that will it end. And so I'm doubly grateful that you did this for us tonight. Thank you so much.
So, Roger, we're going to break. You'll be with us 30 minutes the next hour. But I'm not at liberty to say, because people ask me not to, but let's just say this. People personally intimate that give me services, they didn't tell me. My medical doctor wasn't in D.C., didn't even go. They SWAT teamed them. So this is next level, Roger. This is pure intimidation.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Alex, and I can understand how this lady feels. I mean, I wasn't on the Capitol. I didn't go to the Ellipse. I know nothing about the Electoral College delay, yet I continue to be assaulted by the January 6th committee with a narrative of disinformation. It's chilling, and I think that's the purpose of it.
Well, I mean, but we know about hundreds of new FBI raids, and I'm getting calls. It must be thousands. I mean, this is like full on.
Look, I'm going to operate on the assumption that the government's already seen all my emails and texts, and I have no involvement on January 6th. Let's come back to it on the other side. But this is an effort to demonize the opposition in advance of an election. That's exactly what it is.
To outlaw your political opposition, Roger Stone will handicap the election in 55 days. The midterm, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Slave countries are absolutely used to being able to use humans as worse than garbage. And they bought off the Democratic Party, they bought off most of the Republican leadership, and they're making their move on Europe and America and Australia and New Zealand. And once these countries fall, they believe they're going to have global dominance to do whatever they want. But whether it's Sweden, or whether it is Brazil, or whether it's Italy or Canada, conservative leaders are winning major elections and presidencies and prime ministerships. So the system is panicked, is self-anointed globalist. And if they get identified, it's game over. That's why they're trying to outlaw their political opposition. Roger Stone, you're one of the leading experts. They fear you so much because you helped get Trump elected. You're instrumental in it. Let's get into the waterfront here. I'm going to try to give you the floor.
Well, one of the things that's disturbing me right now, Alex, are the actions of Peter Thiel. For those of you who don't know, Peter Thiel is a billionaire, was a major financier of Donald Trump's candidacy, and he stepped forward essentially to underwrite at tens of millions of dollars the endorsements of J.D. Vance for the U.S. Senate in Ohio and Blake Masters in Arizona. Both candidates, I might add, that I very strongly support, both of them America First candidates. But having financed their nominations, Mr. Thiel is now declining to finance their general election efforts, and both of them are behind their opponents slightly and behind their opponents in fundraising. Mr. Thiel comes forward and says, well, the Republican Party has not defined enough of a positive image, a positive program for this election. Alex, all elections are about the incumbent party, about the job that is being done by congressional Democrats in combination with the Biden White House. And this is deeply disturbing. Now, Mr. Thiel has an interesting background. He is an IT genius. He invented the Palantir program, which he sold to the government. This is the program the government uses to monitor U.S. citizens. He calls himself a libertarian. I will take that at face value. But now, having gotten these candidates nominated in crucial U.S. Senate races, he needs to step up to the plate as opposed to walking out on the party.
Please continue. Just give us your analysis. That's what I want of the 2022 midterms.
Well, and then secondarily, you have Kevin McCarthy, who kind of following in the footsteps of Newt Gingrich, has put forward a proposal that is kind of reminiscent of the Contract for America. The problem with this is that in order to have a policy statement broad enough for every Republican to support, all one needs to do is to look at the flip side of the Biden administration. In other words, I disagree with putting forward pale pastels. We need to have a bold policy, but it's easily defined as being the direct opposite of that which the Democrats are for. So, for example, Kevin McCarthy will not say today that if the House Republicans take control, that he would move articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. There's certainly more evidence to justify an impeachment charge against Joe Biden than there ever was against Donald Trump. 10% to the big guy, there it is, right there. That's more than enough to spark an impeachment charge. Whether or not you have the votes in the Senate to pass that, which would be a two-thirds vote, by the way, is immaterial. This is about making a political statement and taking a stand in laying out for the voters what the stakes are in this election. The Republicans are just not aggressive enough. And they cannot let the narrative be hijacked. This cannot be about the Mar-a-Lago raid and President Donald Trump. It cannot be about the Alex Jones trials. It cannot be about the investigation into Trump's super PAC. It cannot be about Fulton County, Georgia. It cannot be about seizing the cell phones of these Trump supporters. It cannot be about January 6th. It must be about their stewardship of the country.
Well, that's why I said Republicans, even when they have the votes, should do an impeachment like Democrats did to expose Biden and the New World Order and take control of the narrative, but they don't do that.
That is precisely the problem. That's why I have urged people not to give to the Republican National Committee, not to give to the Republican Senatorial Committee, or to the House Committee. Right now, people out there who want to see a change need to support individual America First candidates directly instead of supporting the party organization.
All right, I want to shift gears in the next hour. I want to talk about all these clips I've got. We have Biden saying he killed inflation. He's proud of it. Kamala Harris saying the border is secure. Where are they going with this gaslighting? But the few minutes we have left to break, 4 minutes left to break, Roger Stone, Trump. We know he told a lot of people, including you and MTG, in early July he was set to announce. And he said, well, I'm going to run, but I'm not going to announce when. Well, that's an announcement to run. Then they created all this lawfare and all these fake criminal charges to try to go after him. What is the inside baseball currently on Trump running? And is the announcement imminent or what's unfolding?
Alex, the only thing that's predictable about Donald J. Trump is that he's entirely unpredictable. In a certain sense, the assault on his home in Mar-a-Lago has galvanized his support so that I don't think an immediate announcement of candidacy is either in the offing or necessarily desirable. First of all, it would create substantial legal issues in terms of the use of funds he has on hand today in his various PACs, millions of dollars that may not be able to be used in this election. Then secondarily, if the party falls short through no fault of his, well, then he, within the structure of the party, would be blamed for diverting attention and money from Republican candidates. Now, I happen to believe that Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, my governor, intends to announce his candidacy literally immediately after the election. And I think the president needs to remain mindful of that. I still think it is more likely than not that he will be a candidate.
I just heard a record-skipping noise. We're going to put this on the front of the interview once it's posted to Bandai Video. Roger Stone is rarely wrong about his political analysis. You're saying you're inside baseball, or is that just your opinion that DeSantis will announce after the midterms in 56 days?
That's hard intelligence, Alex. That's not just my instinct. That's hard intelligence. And by the way, as President Donald Trump has said, Ron DeSantis has the right to do that. It's his prerogative to run if he wishes to run. I still believe that there is no poll that shows that Donald Trump would not beat him by at least 20
points. But what about my sources that say they've got a secret agreement to run together?
The Electoral College prevents that. You cannot.
Yeah, they're both from Florida.
Correct. You cannot have a president and a vice president from the same state, because if you do, you would forfeit the electoral votes of Florida's 27 votes. That's too precious for us to do.
But couldn't Trump just swing back saying he lives in New York again?
Do you think he wants to pay New York state income taxes? I think not.
Or you say now he lives in New Jersey or Virginia.
Do you think he wants to spend, pay New Jersey income taxes? I think not. No, at this point, they are both Floridians, and I don't think that can be changed. Much has happened since that 4th of July when we were both speculating that he may become a candidate, which, by the way, I thought was a very real possibility at the time that we predicted it. But
as you said, Trump constantly changes his mind.
Well, he retains tactical flexibility is the way that I would put it. I still think he intends to run. I think he's highly likely to run. I still think he's our strongest candidate. But as to exactly when, well, that situation has been compounded.
Roger, stay there. I want to get into these clips I mentioned, and I want to get into the Democrats saying Republicans are all about to stage terror attacks with no evidence of it, and them saying we've got to outlaw the Republican Party. How do we deal with that? And clearly, I think they're going to stage a false flag. When you say my enemies are terrorists, and there's no evidence they are, well, clearly, like the situation in Michigan with the fake kidnapping of the governor or January 6th, clearly they're priming the pump, getting ready, people ready for a major staged event. Roger Stone is our guest. We'll be right back with Roger Stone on the other side. Roger Stone, what's the best website for people to visit?
They can go to stonezone.com right now. And, of course, if you want to help my wife and I in our epic struggle with the deep state, you can go to stonefamilyfund.com. We're still fighting 11 harassment lawsuits from the left.
So, absolutely. So, you can't expect us to fight the New World Order, folks, if you don't back us. And I'm not bitching, but back Roger Stone and back InfoWars. All right, hour number three with Roger Stone. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.